This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Last week, I talked about being kind and courteous to someone you don't know and how that might just lead to a long-lasting friendship. I want to come back to that and ask the question, what keeps a friendship going? I thought of that when I called a friend the other day to wish her happy birthday, and then I talked to her husband, who's been a friend for a long time as well. Colleen and Butch Guidry have been folks like the ones I mentioned last week, Bobby and Vicki Smith. I could name others, but it was Colleen's birthday, and I just had a good conversation with her and Butch earlier this week. After I hung up the phone, my wife Lori asked me, what has made him such a good friend for all these years? Now that is a great question. And you know, like my friendship with Bobby Smith and Vicki, this friendship with Butch and Colleen started out as with people simply being kind to one another. But what made it last, like other good friendships I have, is loyalty, along with that element of kindness and courtesy. Loyalty to me is a big deal, and it should be for you if you want to be a friend and if you want to keep a friend. Now, there are many other qualities of friendship I could talk about. Loyalty is certainly not the only one. And let me be quick to say, to be a true friend, loyalty doesn't mean blind loyalty, sometimes mistaken as approval. We don't approve the wrong things a friend may do and confuse that with loyalty. Some people don't care enough to say when a friend is going the wrong way down a one-way street. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens another. So a good, loyal friend will be that for you. What I'm talking about is a friend that stays with you. A friend who doesn't approve of your mistakes, but will stand with you through them. Do you see the difference? Everybody makes mistakes. But if someone cuts and runs on you in the midst of that, that's not being loyal. Standing with you through it, recognizing the mistake, now that is being loyal. And then, beyond that, if people come against you for whatever reason, a friend is one who will stand shoulder to shoulder with you. A loyal friend will stay with you when you've made a mistake and when you're right and people still try to diss you. It's like you're going into battle and the smoke and the gunfire is everywhere and it's so thick you can't see. But in the heat of the battle, you know if you reach out, your friend will be there. That's loyalty. Remind your friend that you will always be there. Now, what that means, and this is the reason I'm still good friends with these two people, what that means is keeping in touch. How can you be there for someone if you don't keep in touch? Obviously, you can't be the closest of friends with everybody. Even Jesus, though he loved everyone, was closer to some than others. He was closer to Peter, James, and John. He was closer with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. So, I'll say this, sometimes you don't know who your closest friends are, your most loyal friends, until you go through a tough time. It becomes like, well, a proving ground for true friendship. So here's what my challenge is for you this morning. If you haven't done this already, tell your friend, I've got your back. Can you remember that? Just say, I've got your back. Say that. Hey, no matter what happens, I want to let you know, I've got your back. You go and do that today or early this week, and then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God has created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.